You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is the Concordia On-Air College Fair this week. Having a great time talking with all of our Concordia University staff and admission staff, learning about each of the Concordia universities and colleges in the Concordia University system. Joining me by phone now, Emily Beckman, Director of Lutheran Outreach and Senior Associate Director of Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University Irvine. Emily, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you so much. I'm such an honor to be here.
Well, glad to have you as part of the On-Air College Fair this week, including Concordia University Irvine, found in Irvine, California. Emily, tell me a little bit about what brought you to Concordia University Irvine, what you love about CUI.
Well, I have to admit, I'm an alumni of Concordia Irvine. So basically, one of my best friends were checking it out. You know, she was checking it out for a potential college opportunity for her. And when I stepped on campus, I fell in love with it. And so I am honored to be a part of the staff here now, years later, and just to be able to really show students what I saw and also what how they would fit into this campus. So really, this campus sells itself. It did it to me, and it does it to a lot of students when they step foot on, you know, on our beautiful campus.
What were some of the things on campus that really drew you in?
For me, you know, for me, actually, I liked that I was close to home. I am a little different than some students in the sense that I was trying to figure out what the right fit for me was, and I was being encouraged to choose the junior college route. But once my parents learned about the community here, once I saw that it had the major that I wanted, and also it was I went to a Lutheran high school. So I think it felt a lot like a general, the same kind of community. I just think we all fell in love with it together. So some things have changed since I've been in you know college. I've been out over 20 years. So, but I am so proud to still say that it still has the same core, the same values that when I was here. We've just grown a little and with buildings and students and you know faculty and staff in size. But we haven't changed in our core, and I'm completely proud to say that because I can still tell families that these people really care about their kids that are choosing this school and that they will find a mentor, if not one, but more, while they're here. So that's something that hasn't changed since I've left Concordia Irvine. I would say what has changed, part of it would be our academics. There's something new that they offer since I was here, but something called Enduring Questions and Ideas. It's a classical approach to education, and within these students' general eds, it's not more classes. It's just part of their general education courses. We pair per semester two classes, and the theory behind it is really to get students to be better critical thinkers. They learn why these classes are really why they're applicable to them. They get to talk about it. We dive into the great books, and instead of filtering through a textbook, these kids are diving into it. You know, they talk about, you know, what is Socrates saying when he says, what is truth, goodness, and beauty? And we want the students to really join in on the conversation and what they think. And they weren't, you know, we had a great education then, but this is just something that we're so proud of. And I love seeing the students become so passionate about it and asking the questions and be able to say, I don't get it. Why? You know, I love that. I think that's such a neat thing. I wish I had. So that's something new that that is unique about our school that people just don't know about yet.
Now, you mentioned, you know, the experience of a mentor, you know, gaining a mentor on campus. Who was that for you?
Oh, man, I had a few. One still isn't teaching at our school anymore. He was in the education program. My major, by the way, was I was a liberal studies major, and my goal was to become a Lutheran teacher. So a lot of the faculty within the church work program became mentors to me. One was Dr. Doyle. I mean, he was just a neat man that really understood. I just felt I connected with them. One of our actually anthropology majors who wasn't within my program, he sat with me after hours and just talked. I thought anthropology was pretty cool, you know. So I really wanted to understand what that meant. What is cool? Why do I like it? And he spent time with me just kind of explaining what kind of job that was. I didn't end up going into anthropology, of course, but I do appreciate that time that they spend because it helped me kind of put my puzzle together of where the Lord's leading me, and it ended up being for sure Lutheran teaching.
Well, glad that that you had such a good experience at Concordia University Irvine, and now get to be a part of helping tell others about Concordia University Irvine. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that make Concordia University Irvine unique? What are some of the let's talk about academic programs or programs that lead to careers that mm-hmm. that are perhaps what Concordia University Irvine is known for.
Mm-hmm. Well, one I would say. You will hear about enduring questions and ideas. That's one big mm-hmm. part of our academics here. Our top five majors would be exercise, sports science, psychology, business, biology, and communications. Those are our top. I mean, we have a nice mix of choices for students to choose from at our school, but those are our top five at this point. Our church work programs, we offer programs in students for students to become DCEs, pre-seminary, Lutheran teaching, pre-deaconess, and music ministers. So, within the realm of academics, we have just a broad mix from church work to, you know, pre-med. So it's a pretty good mix for students to check out and find the right fit.
So it's a nice diverse list of mm-hmm. academic programs that prepare for future vocations.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the professors that make up the faculty of Concordia University Irvine.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to know? I mean, they are they're
some of the highlights.
I think one thing about our school, I'm going to back up and come back to your questions about our professors.
Okay.
We encourage campus visits to our school because it sells itself. And one part of that is our faculty and staff, really. But we have a group of people here that are, and I'm sure at all the other Concordias, it's very much the same, but are very dedicated to what they do. At our school, I can say that the majority of them are somehow involved outside of the campus in their craft. So they're bringing real life, current experience into the classroom, which then in turn leads and helps our students to find internships and with them as a mentor, kind of guiding them. And once they get into their major, you know, what avenues to go down, you know, no matter what they end up getting into. So I like that the professors are bringing, you know, current experience in and telling their story, you know, the good and the bad, to prepare these students for real life. And I do appreciate about that and that just the fact that they take time out to spend time with the students and they invite them over to dinner at their house. You know, they one thing that hasn't changed since I was a student there, they still give their home phone numbers or now their cell phone numbers to call in the middle of the night if a student is confused about a paper or a project. And there's testimonies about students that have called even late at night thinking, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. You know, they're going to be so mad. But they end up staying on the phone with them and helping them through it. So I love that that has never changed with our school. They still are very dedicated to the students.
Let's talk about campus life. What beyond the classroom, what are some other things that make up the Concordia University Irvine experience?
We are very dedicated to our freshmen, new students, new transfers coming in, and getting them involved and plugged in. Our community, what the students do during the week and on the weekends is important to us, that they are making lifelong friends, that they are being able to worship at local churches, that they have this access to whatever helps them grow spiritually, mentally, physically. So I would say campus life, we have vast opportunities for them, from intramurals, co-ed sports at night for the students to play and just have a ball with, to clubs and organizations for students and things that they come in that they have passionate about or they want to just keep involved in. We have a student newspaper, of course, our yearbook. We have speech and debate, like a forensics program for the students to get involved in. So there's all kinds of opportunities. One example would be for freshmen that come in, there's a club called Fusion, and that's for students that maybe at their high school currently they are somehow involved in some form of leadership or some form of outreach, and they want to continue something like that in college. Fusion is there to help educate them about how to be stronger leaders and what opportunities are there on campus for them to step into as sophomores, juniors, and seniors to be the leaders. So I think that if a student comes in and wants to get involved, it's right there in their face when they get there. They have mentors of students also around them to help guide them where to go, how to go about doing it. If when you come to our campus, you'll see even in the residence halls for the new students, there are no living rooms. And we do that on purpose to encourage community. They have to get out. They have to go to study sessions out of their room. You know, they lunchtime, dinner time, we encourage them to go eat in the cafeteria, go to games, you know, go to off-campus, you know, beach days, you know, get the whole experience, not just the academics, but really plugging in into a campus and really becoming part of our community. So there are all kinds of opportunities for students, weekdays, evenings, and even weekends for the kids to be involved in and really get plugged in.
What are some of those activities like you know, when it comes to the arts and mm-hmm. and we'll get to athletics here in a little bit as well. Let's talk about the arts.
Yes. We actually have an admissions counselor here in our office that will really handhold students that are interested in the arts. So the minute they start to apply or show interest, we have someone that is dedicated to guide them through that. Our arts, you know, we have music, we have theater, and then we have our art program as well. So one kind of neat thing, which I'm sure we'll talk about financial aid later, but our students that, if you're a music or theater person, it's really neat because they can even get a scholarship here without being a major. They just have to be involved. They get to be involved. And so to have a theater scholarship and be a bio major is just a neat opportunity here. So we really encourage students from any major to be involved in these programs. As in terms of, let's say, theater, since we're talking about it.
And I have to give a shout out to Professor Siekman, who was my undergrad advisor.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, she was.
I went to Concordia University River Forest when she was there. Yeah. Yeah, she's great.
She is great. We're thankful to have her every year. But yeah, she is fabulous. And she's part of the leadership here that offers at least 6 plays a year. Which you probably experienced with Professor Siekman is that she really lets the students just get dirty. They get to do everything. They get to be involved in everything. If a student has passion about building the sets, they can get scholarships for that. If a student wants to be on stage, you know, they can get scholarships for that as well. She is just such a great person to just let the students' talent come out and really care about them. I'm sure you have that same experience with her.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's a gem.
Yeah. We're honored to have her here. So through theater, though, with her guidance, I mean, we have something called ACTS, and it's really acclaiming Christ through theater and service, and students can go act out dramas in schools, other schools outside of the campus. We have an improv program. We have at least one musical a year. We also are a part of a program where the students get to go and compete off campus. Every year, and we actually get invited to that. And so there's a lot that we're proud of through our theater department. Music as well, we offer programs in handbell. We have handbell ensembles. We have an orchestra. We have jazz combo, Americana band. We have a worship band, Sinfonietta. I mean, we have wind orchestra. Our choir is very strong. We have different choirs here on campus, vocal choirs for students to get involved in. So our music and theater is very alive and well here. We even have a day called Fine Arts Preview Day in the fall, in the spring, where students can come and see a taste of all of that in one day. Sounds crazy, but it actually turns out really well. So you get to meet our students and hear the talents and see what you can be a part of.
That sounds like a really fun day. When is that?
It is,
it's in
actually,
the spring?
It is in the spring. It is. Fine Arts Preview Day is on a Saturday, February 25th. It's on a Saturday, yeah. So
how fun.
Families can come and spend the night maybe locally here on a Friday and then come in on Saturday and really get a taste of the arts.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the arts are certainly a highlight of Concordia University Irvine. What about athletics?
Athletics is another highlight, absolutely. We are in the third year of an application process to be NCAA Division II. So we are in our last year of this process. So we do currently and will continue to compete in the Pacific West Conference. So, you know, our athletics are very competitive here. We went from NAIA and now we're to NCAA Division II. which still leads scholarship opportunities for students to come and play sports here.
Wow. So there, if a student is an artist and an athlete, they can really do all of it and also be a student as well, studying.
They can. I mean, we definitely will mentor them to make sure that they're not
overextending
as well, so they can be successful. But yes, it's a possibility. It absolutely is.
Very good. The spiritual life on campus.
Spiritual life is alive and well here. We have chapel 4 days a week, and I can tell you that everybody comes to chapel. Everything pretty much shuts down for chapel on campus. Even President Krieger, our campus president here, you'll see him at chapel. If he's here on campus, he is there. The staff and faculty are honored to be able to be a part of that, too. We have Bible studies, mission trips. I mean, everything that we do is around, you know, Christ. So this campus, I think we are unashamedly Christian, and I think that that translates in everything that we do here. I can tell you, too, when you come to visit the campus, on the campus tour, we started a globe that's a statue outside of our Welcome Center. And really, we start with the discussion of the Great Commission. And we, you know, are very proud that we're an LCMS campus here in Southern California. Out here, we compete with the Southern California Christian Colleges of different denominations. And I love and we are proud to say that we're Lutheran. And that's what sets us apart. And that translates across our campus.
Well, thanks be to God that you're there.
Yeah, we are very proud. We're very proud to be where we sit.
How about upcoming? We mentioned the Fine Arts Preview Day in the spring. Other visit days, time to come visit Concordia University, get on campus, learn what it's all about, have that Concordia University Irvine experience.
Absolutely. First of all, you can check out our website at cui.edu/campus visits. I encourage you to do that because we offer campus tours Monday through Friday, 3 times a day. So just in terms if you want to come for an individual visit, and there's no reason not to visit. We really offer a lot of opportunities for students to see if it's the right fit. We have a fly-in program, so we'll offer up to $500 of a plane ticket reimbursed. If the student ends up coming to our school, we'll reimburse them. We have a free shuttle. We will pick our admissions counselors, actually, pick them up at the airport so they don't have to pay for a cab from our local airport. We offer free overnight experience for a student to come, and we'll cover their meals for up to 2 days. One night, 2 days to come and visit the campus. And then with that, they get to meet professors and tour, worship with us, shadow students, really get a feel for the campus. In terms of events, we have a lot of opportunities for students as well to come. Mm-hmm. This fall, there are two that I would love to highlight. They're called Seniors Preview Days. One is October 6th and 7th, and the other is November 10th and 11th. And those days are designed for seniors to fly out on a Thursday. They spend the night, and then the next day on a Friday, they spend the whole day just getting a feel for the campus. And we do it on a weekday on purpose so you can see our students in their day-to-day instead of a quiet campus where it's weekend and it's a little different. We like visiting students and their parents to see our kids and really be able to ask them questions about their experiences here.
Speaking of weekends, we talked about campus life and all the things going on campus. What about when you have some downtime, maybe not a whole lot going on in your classes or some of your on-campus activities? What's the community like where Concordia University Irvine is located? Are there things to do within reasonable distance?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. We are very spoiled where we sit. Just to back up, you know, Orange County is a very green, open space. It's a beautiful area out here where we sit. The city of Irvine alone is one of the last planned communities in Southern California. So like I said, it's very green. It's very safe. It's one of the safest cities in the U.S. What's around us, I mean, we have shopping centers. The beach is 10 minutes from us. Skiing is about 1 hour 45, 2 hours from us. Disneyland's a big one for us because it's about 20 minutes from campus, so a big Christmas gift for up-and-coming freshmen sometimes is a ticket, like a pass to be a Disney frequent visitor. So around us, there's a lot for students to do. freshmen aren't allowed to have cars on campus, so we offer shuttle opportunities for them to be able to go to the supermarket, to go to the local movie theater, shopping center, down to the beach. And even on Sundays, we offer, there's five different Lutheran churches that we work with that we carpool students to worship on weekends. So it's really their home away from home on the weekends.
Very good. Very good. Why should students come visit campus? We've talked about this with a number of the Concordias. When you look at something on paper, look at a website, you can learn a lot about a Concordia. What is it about a visit that would make a difference?
Honestly, I think that your gut tells you if it's the right fit or not. I think that using the internet is a great way to reach out and see the multitude of opportunities out there for you. But getting on a campus makes a huge difference. For us, we purposely want to just get you just involved when you get here, because we want a student to see if they see themselves here. And so a campus visit is such an important part of picking your college. You need to meet professors. You need to see where you'll be eating. Some say that's silly, but I don't think so. I think you need to see where you're going to be living on the day-to-day. You can see where you're going to be worshiping. You know, meet the people that you'll see when you're here and ask students about their experiences. Ask current students. I think all those things make such a huge difference in your final decision.
Well, since you brought it up, where you're eating, I have to ask the million-dollar question. When it comes to campus dining, you know, every college dining experience has its one famous thing, whether it's taco night or chicken nuggets or something that the students just can't wait for when it waiting for it to come around. They're so excited about it. What is it at Concordia University Irvine campus dining that the students rave about?
We have a few things, honestly. One's going to sound crazy. Some of you might think this is crazy, but we have a turkey burger that they bring in. None of us understand why it's so amazing, because to some turkey burgers might not sound very good. But it's the fresh avocado. It's the fresh turkey. So that's one thing that the students absolutely love, and we're always kind of surprised. And then when you eat it, you think, okay, I get it. It's really good. We also have Mongolian barbecue that the students line up out the door for. We partner with Bon Appetit here, so we are extremely spoiled with the food. It's beautiful here. They work with local farms, so everything is fresh. And they even cater to our students. Like, we have different days in the cafeteria. And I think the kids love that, too, in the sense of, like, we have a kindergarten day where all the food are picky foods, you know, like, I'm going to blank out here, but just all the little foods you think you'd have in kindergarten, they put paper on the tables, and the students can come in and draw with, you know, crayons, and they have little events like that for the students that Bon Appetit hosts, to make them just kind of have fun and let loose, other than the normal everyday cafeteria type food. So I appreciate that about them. We had a student, for example, that was homesick, and she was saying, you know, I really miss having Cocoa Puffs, you know, the breakfast champion, you know, of course, of choice. But and so we have five different choices of cereals, and the manager put Cocoa Puffs in there for her to have every day. So there's that personal touch if you're far away from home that not only our faculty and staff do, but our outsourced companies that are here on campus do as well. So I think that speaks volumes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, and a lot of great conversations in college happen around food. So it's great that you have a good dining experience for students there on campus.
It is. I will say, you'll see when you visit that the tables aren't even all very small tables. They're big, round, or long tables. And we do that on purpose to force students to meet people when they're just chatting and eating some good food, you know. So it is. It's all intentional, but it's important.
Very good. How can prospective students get in touch with and learn more about Concordia University Irvine? What are some ways to learn more about CUI?
Well, we have admissions counselors, one in particular that works with students from the Lutheran Church. Her name is Mai Choi, and she actually is an alum as well of Concordia Irvine. And they will love getting to know Mai. So you can basically call the front desk and just tell them where you're from, or you can ask for Mai and they will connect you to her. I would also really encourage students to check out our website at cui.edu. Another place, we are on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and our hashtag is Concordia UG. So there's all kinds of way to see kind of what our campus life is like, whether you want to kind of watch us from a distance for a while or just dive in and start to apply. And we are on the Common application, so students can apply for free through the Common app and just kind of get the ball rolling if they want to jump in.
Very good. Emily, it's been a pleasure talking with you, learning about Concordia University Irvine. And again, cui.edu. Find more information there. Thanks so much for being my guest today, Emily Beckman, Director of Lutheran Outreach, Senior Associate Director of Undergraduate Admissions, Concordia University Irvine. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
It was great talking to you too, Andy. God's blessings on your day.
Thank you.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.